All right, g'day, Navicastrians, and welcome to this off-season episode of the Jetstream podcast. Just a quick preamble before we get into two interviews previewing the Northern New South Wales football teams that are in the round of 32 of the FFA Cup this year. Just a quick couple of dates that are coming up. Check out the Jets playing the Northern New South Wales NPL Select Team. That will be, by the time this podcast comes out, on Wednesday, the 20th of July. That's a 7 p.m. kickoff at Magic Park. You can catch a live stream on newcastlejets.com.au or on northernnswfootball.com.au. The Jets will be holding a fan forum at Event Cinemas at Katara starting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 27th of July. You need to RSVP for tickets. They're free tickets, but you need to RSVP so they've got an idea of numbers. The link is on the Jets website. And then the Jets will be playing the Melbourne Victory on the Wednesday, the 3rd of August, 7:30 p.m. kickoff at Magic Park in the FFA Cup round of 32. Tickets for that fixture are on Ticketmaster. Now, we're going to be changing it up for podcasts this season. We're going to be aiming to do a preview and a review podcast for each game, which we're going to trial starting off with, obviously, this game coming up against the Victory. So looking on the more than likely Monday, the 1st of August, we'll have a podcast out where we're going to do a quick preview of the game, hopefully 20 minutes, half an hour. And what we're also going to aim to do as part of that podcast is have an interview for 5 to 10 minutes with an opposition fan. So we'll be hopefully speaking to somebody from the Melbourne Victory, from the fan side of things, and we'll be interviewing them about how their team's going and building for the offs during the pre-season and what they're expecting from the game. So, and then obviously after the game, we're going to attempt to do a review of that game pretty quickly afterwards, actually, as quickly as we can, hopefully within 48 hours, so that way we just give you a little bit more content. It's more bit more concise. It's not a massive long podcast that goes for over an hour. You'll hopefully have a 30-45 minute podcast as well. While we're plugging the podcast, well done to Dave. He's done 5 interviews with some ex-Jets players to keep everybody interested in the off-season. If you haven't listened to them already, please go to the newcastlefootball.net website. There's interviews with Ryan Griffiths. There's interview with Taylor Regan, Zenon Caravella, Ned Zelich and Vaughan Coveney. So all those interviews are there, and they were great to listen to for a variety of different reasons and different information that came out. So again, please check them out. If you want to drop Dave a line on Twitter, he's at Jetapool, or you can also message him through the NewcastleFootball.net forums as well. All right, so we're going to jump into the interviews now for the Northern New South Wales teams. That would be Lambton Jaffers and Edgeworth Eagles FC. So the first game that's going to come up is Edgeworth will be taking on Far North Queensland FC up in Cairns on Wednesday, the 27th of July. That's a 7:30 p.m. kickoff. The first interview you're going to hear is going to be Bodie. He's talking to Edgeworth player Brody Taylor. He's going to cover off playing for Edgeworth, how they're preparing for the game against Far North Queensland, and also he's going to talk about as well. Brodie was also selected in the Northern New South Wales NPL Select team, so they're going to cover off that. Then we're going to jump to an interview that Dave did with Lambton players Joe Boylehouse and John Majorowski. They will be playing Devonport City Strikers down there in Tasmania on Wednesday, the 10th of August. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. I'm pretty sure all of those games, if they're not being televised via Fox Sports, are going to be streaming on the Fox Sports website, so they'll at least hopefully be able to watch those games online. They're more than likely not going to be on the Fox Sports channels, but you'll hopefully be able to see them at some point on a laptop or your mobile device. So check Fox Sports for those details. All right, so we're going to jump into the interview now that Bodie did with Brody Taylor from Edgeworth Eagles.
Hi guys, it's Bodie, and I'm joined here today by Edgeworth super striker, I'll call him, Brody Taylor. Thanks for joining the Jetstream, Brody.
No worries.
Mate, we're just going to have a bit of an interview here. Basically, it's a bit of a preview to the FFA Cup game and how you've been lucky enough to be selected in the Northern Select team. So, mate, I'm going to go a bit back on you first. Where did it start for you with football in Newcastle?
Well, it all started when I was in under sixes at Southie, and from there just played all my local stuff up there with my dad coaching me and all that sort of stuff. Then went to Macquarie Rep representative football, did all SYL and NYL sort of stuff up there. Then I went to, after that, finished in under 15s, went to Charlestown, City Blues, and played under 17s there. We came first in that competition and got to the grand final, but we unfortunately lost against Hamilton. Then after there, left with all my friends and that from Charlestown, went to Edgy and played 19s there and just progressed through the grades, really.
What took you to Edgeworth, mate? Was there a particular individual? Was it the fact that your teammates were all approached? What took you to Edgeworth?
Yeah, just sort of all my friends and that were going, and the coach from the Charlestown team went over there and just said, oh, if you haven't got anywhere to go or don't want to leave you or your friends now, you can just come over to Edgy and see if he can get you in there. So,
Who was that coach, Brady?
Jim Foley.
Jim Foley, the well-known Jim Foley in Newcastle. I'm just going to take a bit of a sidestep. I know I showed you the questions before, Brady, but has Jim Foley been a bit of an influence on you with your football, or is there another individual you'd like to thank or in your junior years?
Well, he was an influence. He only coached me for a couple of years, but yeah, he certainly taught me a bit about the game and how to progress, really.
Yep. Just for the listeners, what position do you play?
Well, I like to play midfield in the attacking mid or on the wing, getting with the goals and sort of stuff.
Righto. Okay, well, let's fast-track things up. Edgy, the last two seasons have certainly... There's been a bit of a comeback, I guess, them under the guidance of your coach, Damien Zane. Brody, what's the reasons for Edgeworth's success probably in the last two seasons? What would you put it down to?
Just the environment, really. When I first went to Edgeworth, everyone just seemed to click, really. All the older boys show great experience and give all the young boys knowledge about the game, and it's just really good environment with all the older boys and young boys just mixing. All the little kids come to all our games and get into the shed when we win and sing the song with us. It's really good to be part of the Edgeworth Football Club.
Yeah, mate, so it seems like you've got a bit of a family feel out there. Obviously, probably the biggest moment was Edgeworth winning the grand final last year, 2-0 against Hamilton. What was that like for a football moment for yourself?
Oh, that's been the most intense game. It was just all mixed emotions. And, it was just insane. One of the best games.
Yeah, righto. This season, first again, after how many rounds?
I think it's 13 rounds we've played.
So 13 rounds, first again. Why have you continued to stay strong on the ladder? Has there been any changes, or are you sticking to the same formula?
It's sort of the same formula as last year, really. We have been lucky in a few games when Kago's really pulled one back for us late in the end of the games. It's just a really good environment. Really, that's about it. With the older boys showing a lot of friendship with everyone.
Yeah, righto. All right, Brady, let's move a bit back on to you, because I do follow you a bit, being a family friend and all. You seem to be scoring a lot of goals this year. What's been the formula for that?
I don't know, really. I just set a goal to score more than last year, and in the first eight games I did that. So I tried to keep up with Kago in the first couple of rounds, and then he got six in two games, and I was like, I'll set myself personal goal for 10, so hopefully I can pursue that. And
how many goals are you at so far?
Oh, I've got 8 at the minute, so.
Righto, okay, we'll keep an eye on that. All right, the next one I had here, playing with Daniel McBreen. Obviously, Daniel's got a bit of experience. He's been around the tracks. He's, I think he's 400 now, I think, which is probably how old he is. Or
yeah, I thought he had his 50th birthday this year, but that's all right.
What's it like playing with him, mate?
Well, with his old legs, he's a bit lazy. He don't really move that much. he's a good talker. He really gets the boys going when we're down and in the dumps, like against the last week or the week before when we played the Jets youth team. everyone was just down, like, because we're losing 2-1, and then he's just talking and talking, keeping us going, and then as soon as Takaga came, obviously lifts the intensity a bit, and then we just obviously snuck a goal back. And yeah, he's just one of those players that is good to run off when he's up front and bounce off him. Yeah, she's just a good talker and all that sort of stuff. You know?
Oh, that's good, mate. Righto. Just lastly on yourself before we move on to the more bigger stuff, highlight of your career so far. I think I know what it's going to be, but go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, no, my highlight so far has definitely been the goal in the grand final I scored last year. That was just something else with everything that happened over that year. It was just capping everything off, you know.
Obviously, for the knowledge of the listeners, Brody is actually the brother of Sam Taylor, a well-known member in the Newcastle Football Society, who unfortunately passed away last year, and Brody was lucky enough to score, and I quite remember him running off to celebrate with his brother, Bo, who let's say, we won't say legally, but he did enter the field of the play to hug him, so that was a good moment for myself as well. All right, Brodes, FFA Cup, 27th of July, road trip. Far north Queensland. What are you guys? How are you guys travelling? You're going same day, day before. What's the travel plans?
I think we'll be going from Newcastle to Brisbane and then Brisbane to Cairns. I think we'll be going a day early just to get up there and get settled down, get used to the weather because I think it's a little bit hotter up there. Just get up there and get settled and have a muck around with the boys, obviously, and get down to business.
That's a good question, mate. Have you get to pick your roommate, or are you getting short straw? Who do you hope? What are you chasing? Do you?
Not sure, really. We'll find out when we get up there. But yeah, hopefully I don't get Dean McBreen.
He's a bit of a snorer, is he?
Yeah,
righto.
Say that.
Righto. All right. Last year's experience, Brody, would have been really, I guess, vital for coming into this year. Are you guys going to take on your experiences from the Cup last year for this game, or is it a whole different ball game? The fact you're playing now an NPL team and not an A-League team?
Yeah, definitely I'd take what happened last year. I'd really want to play another A-League team, to be honest. But yeah, if we can get up there and just win the game, obviously, and make the top 16 and hopefully have another crack at an A-League club, that would be really good.
Yeah, right.
Because obviously we're on a national stage and there's everyone watching, so... Yeah.
Any preparation for them? Is Zane, by any chance, watching videos? Do you know, or have you heard, do you know anything about them?
Me personally, I haven't been watching them or know anything much about them. I know they're coming first in their competition. They have Moreton Bay, who we versed in the Champions Cup last season, and they're coming fifth. So obviously it's going to be a tough game because we got beat by them 3-0. But Zane, yeah, he's been watching some footage and jotting notes down, obviously, and seeing who will be best suited in what position for us against them.
Righto. Tough question for you, Brody. What do you think is more important to the team, the FFA Cup or the NPL? Would you like to retain the grand final, or would you like to maybe make it to the last 16, even possibly the quarterfinals of the FFA Cup?
Making the quarterfinals of the FFA Cup would be amazing, but then again, like, retaining the title and becoming in the grand final, it's hard to weigh up which one I would prefer. Obviously, I would want both, so that's obviously what we're going to try and do. And but yeah, probably in what I would prefer would probably be, I'd probably go the NPL. I'd rather win the competition.
Righto. If you guys, if you win your game against Far North Queensland, who would you like to come up against next? Is there any team in particular you'd like to play?
I'd like to play an A-League club. I would want to have another go at Melbourne City. If not, any other A-League club. Give them a go.
Righto, Brodes. You've brought him up a little bit throughout this interview. Keigo Moriyasu, hopefully I've pronounced that correctly. Just for our listeners, how is he faring? How is he settling into life in Newcastle? And are you teaching him any bad habits?
He's been going all right. He's getting better with his English at training. We teach him a few new words, help him out a bit. Maybe not the best words, but you know, we give him guidance and that sort of stuff. He's really taken coming to Newcastle really well. So he's got a lot of travelling to do. He comes from Sydney on a train every time we have to have training. So yeah, he's really dedicated.
I think I've been told by your brother Brady that you actually pick him up every time from the train station.
Not every time. We alter turns from me and Bren and Keanu that live near the train station to pick him up. But yeah, I pick him up a couple of times.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, just another question. Do you think, obviously from playing Melbourne City last year, do you think he has the ability to maybe step up the A-League, or do you hold some provisions on him that you think maybe he couldn't?
Oh, definitely has ability. It's just whether he can match the physical attributes of the game with them. Really, that's all that I'm going to be watching when he comes up against the Jets on their Wednesday.
Yeah, righto. All right, well, I will jump onto your selection and the Northern Select team, but are there any other players in your team that you think that could possibly make the step up, obviously other than yourself?
Yeah, there's a couple of boys there that definitely could make the step up. Josh Evans, definitely, I reckon he could play A-League. He's a very good defender, very strong, knows how to read the game and all that sort of stuff. Keanu Moore, eventually I reckon he will be able to play A-League. Aiden Bryce, definitely. He'll be able to step up and go into the A-League, I think.
By the way, talking, mate, it sounds like Edgeworth should be representing the Jets.
Yeah, I reckon we could give it a good go in the A-League, the old Edgeworth.
Right, mate, the last thing I've got for you, your selection in the Northern Select team, which will be on the 20th, which is next Wednesday at Magic Park. Mate, honour to be selected?
Yeah, definitely a big honour to be selected. Yeah, just really excited, and hopefully I get some nice bit of game time and show them what I can do.
Right on, mate. Who are you looking forward to playing with in the team that you don't play with on a weekly basis?
Yeah, it'll be a good team, hopefully. Probably Remo. I haven't played Remo before, but yeah, he's...
It's Luke Remington, yeah, for the listeners.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, who else is there?
Vigili.
Yeah, James Vigili.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm more concerned about just coming up against the A-League boys and just concentrating on whether I can match up with them personally.
Good segue into that. Who are you looking forward to? Are there any particular players in particular with the Jets you're looking forward to coming up with? Or is it just the team in general?
Yeah, just the team in general. Like, wherever I get put on, what position, doesn't really matter. I'm just going to try and match it with them and see if I have the potential to progress onto the A-League and match it in that competition.
Righto. All right, mate. Well, thank you so much for your time. You've been lucky enough to invite me into your home to have the interview. So that'll be all from us. And, yeah, thanks, Brady, for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're here at Lambton Jaffers Training, and I'm joined by two people today from the club. First of all, we're joined by ex-Jets captain Jobe Wheelhouse. G'day, Jobe.
How you going, mate?
And three times leading NPL scorer John Majorowski. John, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Thank you. All right. Guys, we're here to talk about Devonport City versus Lambton Jaffers, a match that's happening down in Tasmania for the round of 32 in the FFA Cup on Wednesday, August 10th. It's been a pretty difficult season in the NPL for Jaffers, after, I guess, a couple of successful seasons for the club. Does all form go out the window when it comes to cup matches?
Yeah, it does. Cup matches are one-off games. Whoever turns up on the day can win. You know, it's David versus Goliath sort of attitude. The smaller team can always beat the bigger team. It's 11 versus 11. And what we've done previously this year doesn't count because we're going to start fresh.
Good. I mean, there's a couple of injuries have sort of crueled your season, Joe, I guess I'd say, for a number of key players. But who are some of the players that you see as forming part of the success that Jaffers can have down in Devonport?
Oh, I think it would be nice just to have the same team back-to-back, you know, the same 11 for two or three weeks in a row, which has been quite hard for us to have this year. So at the moment, if we can get all numbers back on deck, well, close to by the time we play that game, then we'll give ourselves a big chance. I think Mickey Williams is probably touch and go with a hamstring. We've also had some issues with suspension in the league as well. So, like I said, if we can get everyone back on deck, I think it'll give us a good show.
Do you know if the suspensions carry over to the FFA Cup?
I don't think so. I'm not sure, unless it's a bad red card or something in our comp. I'm not. Yeah, yeah, I don't think so.
I know Mac has just Mac has just left, I think, for family reasons, Madge, was it? So there's another number that we don't have to play with. So I'm coming back from a calf, Mickey Williams from a hamstring. Can you think of anyone else?
No, that's it. Injury-wise. But
so we're getting back to where we need to be. It's a couple of weeks away, so we should be okay.
Your opponents for the match, Devonport FC, are currently top of the NPL Tasmania. They've been defeated only once at home all year. Have you guys done any scouting on Devonport? Do you know what to expect or look at any videos?
I've watched a few videos on YouTube. They look pretty dangerous. They've got a few very tall centre-backs and a guy up front that's been rocking them in. So if we go down there with a good attitude and prepare properly, like we are, I think we're going down the day before, which is good, not the day of the game. I think we'll give ourselves every shot of winning.
So what preparations have you started preparing for the match, Joe? Are there plans in place that you know what you're going to do when you go down there?
Yeah, well, in terms of travel, obviously, we've got that right. Sano's organised for us to go down the day before as 9 hours travel would be the day of the game, which would be quite difficult for us. So I guess that's the club's taken that out of our hands, which is great. But in terms of actually our playing structure and stuff, we've slowly been starting to work on things as we know that the league is pretty much done and dusted for us for the finals this year. So we've started to work on things over the last couple of weeks that, you know, a little bit of structure, better structure coming in, and in a cup tie, you don't really want to give away an early goal. So we've been working on some things that hopefully will keep us in the game long enough to win it.
Yeah, look, the match falls between the second to last and the last match in the NPL, and as you said, it's going to be very difficult for Jaffers to make the finals, if at all. I didn't work out whether you mathematically can, but you know that you're struggling when you're at that point. The FFA Cup now, that's your season, that's what you're playing for, John?
Yeah, 100%, mate. We can still mathematically make the finals, but, you know, we'll concentrate on the FFA Cup, like Joby said, get our structures right for that. We can still want to win every game in the competition, but, you know, whatever happens there happens. But all our focus now is, I know mine is, and I'm sure Joby's is towards the FA Cup, and we've got a pretty good chance. You know, we're not drawn up against one of the top teams. We're drawn up against a so-called lesser team like ourselves, so we give ourselves a shot, and who knows, we can qualify for the last 16 and go from there.
Look, John, I'll put this question to you, mate. You were Jaffa's representative down at the draw at Fox Sports Studios. Are there any truth to rumours that Michael Zappone was asking you for styling tips?
He was, mate, but I didn't give any because I'm going bald and he's got more hair than I have. It was a good time down there, good experience. Got to meet a lot of the coaches and players from the other teams. And as you referred to, I was sitting in between all the guys that got interviewed on Fox Sports, so all I could do is just look at the TV, at the camera and smile.
You did it pretty well to keep a straight face. I don't know if I could have done that.
Yeah, apparently.
How come you didn't go, Joe?
Oh, I didn't get asked. I've got no hair.
So, touching on that again, Wednesday the 10th of August at 7:30 is when the Jaffers will be playing Devonport. You can watch it, I think, on the red button, or at least stream it via Fox Sports. Yeah. Guys, what's going to be the victory? I expect that you're going to say there's going to be a victory that you're going to have. What's going to be the key?
You go first, mate.
You go first? All right. Key is probably the older heads keeping up a cool head on the field. You know, like JB said, we are going to be travelling, and it's going to be in conditions that we're not used to. It is very, very cold down there, as everyone knows about Tasmania. So I think if we can adjust to the conditions and we've got a full squad, I think we'll give ourselves a really good shot. You know, the spine of the team with Brad Swancott and goals, JB in the midfield and myself up front. I think we've got a few experienced boys who have, you know, played at a higher level, and hopefully we can pass that on to the younger boys and get a result.
Yeah, I'd have to pretty much reiterate what John said. I think the spine of the team on our day can match it against anyone. So, and we've got some good young players coming through as well that have been unearthed this year. Probably not in the greatest season for them to poke into first grade, but, you know, I think it's a big chance for everyone, you know, including myself, who's played at a high level, and also the young boys, you know, and for the club, like me and John. John's been here, you come the same year as me?
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, so we've been here the 4 years together now, and, you know, Sneddo's been great to us, and, you know, that's one thing that you'd want to do is qualify for the TV rounds, and we've done that, so, you know, we don't want to stop there. We want to go and get a result in Devonport, and then, like I said, anything can happen from from that after that.
Congratulations on the achievement so far, guys. All the best. I'm sure all of Newcastle will be watching. And I look forward to talking to you for the round of 16.
Cheers, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.